Encounters with the Other Side.
Welcome back and thank you for tuning into the Encounters with the Other Side broadcast. This is episode 6. I was at the crib in Pacifica, California. I was 12 years old at the time, living with my mum and her boyfriend. I didn't know much about ghosts at the time, but I did have a few strange experiences living at that house. One time I was dancing in my room to a slap. I had a few objects on the floor like books, and some pencils. I had my back turned towards the objects dancing. As I turned around, I saw the objects that was on the floor floating in the air, and then suddenly fall to the ground. I quickly stopped what I was doing just to think about what the hell just happened. At first I was thinking, was I tripping, but the more I thought about it, I knew for a fact I saw what I saw. A different time, I kept having an experience where a flash of light would just pop up suddenly in front of my face. It was very similar to having a camera flash when someone takes a picture of you. I was never able to explain what that flash was. Speaking of pictures, my mum was sitting in her room and decided to take a picture of herself at the house. When I came home, she showed me the picture she took of herself. The photo showed a white mist going through my mom's face in the picture. I thought the photo was very crazy looking. There was also a time I was sitting on the floor with my friend. We were in my room and we started talking about ghosts. My friend told me she knew a trick to get the ghost to reveal itself. She told me to grab a candle and light it. Once I lit the candle, she told me to close my eyes. She began chanting out something that sounded like a spell. I don't remember what the hell she said, but I do remember at the end she told the spirit to blow out the candle if they are here. We opened our eyes and noticed the candle was blown out. I was spooked and started looking around. For some reason, I got the sense to look up. I looked up and saw a translucent female's face just staring directly at me. Ooh shit, that bitch is right next to me, I shouted. My friend started saying something that supposedly made the ghost leave. I told her let's not ever do that again. I have no idea who that ghost was, and if she was from that house, or if my friend brought in a new spirit in the house. Luckily, I eventually moved and didn't have to encounter anything like that again. Living in a haunted house is definitely an experience you can't forget. That wraps up the 6th episode. Thanks again for tuning in.